And away we go. It is 16 minutes past the hour here on this Monday, July the 3rd, 2023. Scott Spears broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair. So good to have you with us here on this day. We are having a great time. Hope you are enjoying whatever you're doing. Now, again, if it's kind of hard to hear us, it's because we are here at the Marion County Fair. Hope everything is sounding okay wherever you are listening. Want to say hello to Mary and Jeff, who were out here earlier. Oh, man, all morning. We were doing nothing, and all of a sudden, we hear the baby screaming just as the broadcast starts. That's the way to do it. All right. Well, actually, we're not saying hello to Mary and Jeff, because Mary and Jeff are across the way over here, still at the fair, not listening at home, but we are live via the auspices of the TuneIn app and the website, WWGH1071.com. Now, send us an email at Scott at WWGH1071.com to let us know what you think of this big program, which is underway now from the Marion County Fair. My goodness gracious, are we having a time. Now, I do want to let everybody know that WGH Talk Radio's broadcasts from the Marion County Fair are being supported by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. Study His Word Radio can be heard by going to WWGH1071.com, boy, that sounds familiar, and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhiswordradio.org. That's all one word, studyhiswordradio.org. Have fun at the fair. And Pastor Craig should be joining us here momentarily, I believe. We're on through 4 o'clock this afternoon, and if we're really exciting, we might stay on longer than that. Kind of a rainy day here at the Marion County Fair. Now, Pastor Craig, if you're out there listening, drop me an email. You are away. Now, parking is an issue today here at the Marion County Fair. I will tell you that parking is something else. It is raining. I don't know if it's raining now. I've been outside in a while, but it certainly has rained today, and parking has been a bear here at the Marion County Fair. Now, remember, this is the 173rd edition of the Marion County Fair. Now, today was Senior Citizens Day and Canned Food Day. Now, that's all over now. That was only through noon today. Wednesday, Kids Day, and Friday, Veterans Day. Until noon, if you're a veteran or a kid, you can get into the fair for free. Wednesday, Kids Day, Friday, Veterans Day. Harness racing was today and tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, at 11 a.m. Tonight's the Tough Truck here at the fair, 7:30 p.m. Fireworks tomorrow, July the 4th at 10 p.m. Truck pull Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Tractor pull Thursday, 7:30 p.m. And rodeo on Friday at 7:30 p.m. And who can forget the demo derby on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. All right. Well, if you're out there listening, send me something through Facebook. We'd love to hear from you there, too. We'd love to hear from you through Facebook. We'd love to hear from you through email. Let us know how the broadcast sounds, because we are here having a time, and I think everything is coming off fairly smoothly. Now, that is something you want when you're doing a remote broadcast. Now, as you can tell, I am here alone, but I can tell you what the atmosphere is like here at the Marion County Fair. We're in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and I will tell you this. It is full of great vendors. Now, you'll want to come out here and see the vendors, especially on a day when the weather's like this. Now, the weather is supposed to be like this for the majority of the week. I think we're going to get a couple days of fairly nice weather, but the rest of the week is kind of going to be overcast and rainy. So stop in here, Coliseum, a lot of great people. I've had a chance to talk to a lot of them, and boy, are they doing great work over here. I know you're looking. Here I am, but not listening to me. Oh, you're like a live studio audience right now. That's right. Yeah, that's our friend. Yeah, come on. I have no guest. I need something. Heaven forbid. Couldn't find Abby. No, isn't that sad? Well, Jeff is here with us now from the Marion County Fair. Now, you've been here since what time this morning?
Just seemed like 11 o'clock or so. Just seemed like all day.
Now, how would you describe the parking situation?
Horrible. There's nobody directing traffic. There's no signs to let you know. We were talking to two of the vendors that got here early, and they wouldn't let them in the back gate because they didn't have a pass like on their windshield or on their dashboard. That would be the logical thing. Give them all the vendors a piece of paper that says free parking, whatever. And then they could get in the back gate, but they couldn't get in because they're not that well organized here.
Well, Mary, how would you park here? It's been a...
The parking is a mess. Am I allowed to promote my grandson?
Oh, go right ahead.
Everybody come to the Marion County Fair to see the Mask Double B's art. It's my grandson. He's wonderful. All done by hand.
Yeah, he's right over here. Right. If you come see me, I can point you in his direction because there's a lot of great stuff over there. Now, I have not had a chance to walk over there, but I'm going to before I leave today.
He's Brindley's brother.
Brindley's brother, and God knows I love Brindley, so I'll go over there and take a look at what's going on. But now it's a nice atmosphere here in the Coliseum.
Yes, a lot of good food, and it's not overly priced like it will be tonight at Red Light and Boom.
So I think that the fair crew and staff have done a tremendous job this year. It looks great here at the fair, and it's tough to open during a rainstorm.
And they're clean.
Yeah, and somebody just came by and was cleaning up stuff here.
And Angie's just following people and picking up anything they throw down.
Angie Carbetta out here, of course, the head of the recycling and litter prevention here in Marion. Now, I don't know what it looks through this window like it's horrible outside, but have you been outside? Is it bad?
It's drizzly and it's kind of humid, but periodically there's a little bit of a breeze, but it's a warm breeze because it's hot out there.
Now, what did you hear weather-wise? Not what Adam had to say, but now, Adam, I hope you're out there listening. I know who does that. But weather-wise, I heard today not good, tomorrow and Wednesday fair, Thursday bad, Friday possibly bad.
That's exactly what I heard. I try not to watch Jim Ganahl because he mumbles through, kind of like I'm doing. But the Columbus weather, we're saying basically the same thing.
The only one I listen to is Ben Gilbert because once we got together down in Columbus, I listened to Ben because I know he's a meteorologist through and through. He likes to talk the weather even when we're not on the air.
Well, sometimes it's the only thing he knows about. He's not a sports person, per se. And even if he was, he couldn't.
I think he could probably pull this off, although this is rough because I think Pastor Craig is on his way, but he could be out in the parking lot trying to find a parking space at this particular point. Abby has deserted us. I don't know where she is.
Mom probably told her to stay away from guys like us.
You know what's funny? I saw her mom today when I was coming in. I was coming in because, I had to walk from, I don't know where I parked. Honestly, I needed to leave breadcrumbs from wherever I parked when I came in this morning. So I'm coming in this morning, and this lady, who I don't recognize, says to me, "Hey, Abby's leaving." I did not know there was a big following of this. And it turns out it was her mom.
It's amazing what you find out here. You need to have spies come out and let you know what's going on.
She was at the goat show this morning. The goat show got precedent over us.
We looked at all the goats, and we went to the steer barn, the steers, and picked out what I think should be a decent supper. And looked at the rabbit. I mean, we went to all the, what do they call it?
Livestock. Now, have you seen George Kasotis?
No.
Well, that's interesting, because I thought he'd be here.
I haven't known. If I would ask him, where's the best place to get a gyro? Because there's like three stands that sell it, and I'd like to have one, but they also have lamb, and if somebody's going to recommend a place to eat, go with George.
Now, is it gyro or gyro?
It's whatever you want to pay for.
Whatever you end up paying.
Yeah, they don't care what you call it, as long as you pay.
Gyro or gyro, whatever it is.
They're $9 here, and I don't remember what they are at the Eat Greek place out by Chipotle on 95. Look who came through, the late bloomer.
Uncle Sam has got a flower. He's enjoying himself here on this day. Now, it's 27 minutes past the hour. Again, it's our broadcast from the 173rd Marion County Fair. Remember, Wednesday is Kids Day. I believe that's 12 and under through noon. You get in for free. And Friday is Veterans Day, noon. If you're a veteran, I don't think you have to bring any paperwork anymore. I think you can just say they're not going to question you on that particular incident. But you show up, you have a good time. I know Uncle Sam's going to take the book here, even though it's a freebie. But that's why he's going to take it. It's a freebie. But now, I did not go over to the Senior Expo. Was that what was going on here this afternoon?
Yeah, like the geriatric ward.
Now, see, that's not nice.
I'm part of that, too.
Yeah, Bob, that's our audience.
Bob Goyer was over there. I can't remember all the different vendors. But, yeah, they were all looped together.
I haven't seen any sashes walk through. You know, you usually see those, like Pig Queen and Hog Swine and Lamb Queen.
There were a couple of them as we were coming in that I couldn't read them. They weren't, well, one said Fair Queen, or Junior Fair Queen, and then the other one had Arts and Crafts or something on her sash. And that's, I don't remember. I saw some out in the different barns out there, but it's hard to read them.
Hopefully they come swinging through. Now, it's interesting, up in the bleachers, Uncle Sam is taking his due. He'll be back, I'm sure, for the fourth. That's right. You got a nice flower there, nice hanging plant, multicolored.
I believe he actually paid for it. That's
well, I don't think he paid for it. I find that hard to believe. I think it was probably a door prize. If that wasn't a door prize, I'd be shocked. Oh, there's George Kasotis right there. How about that?
Want me to send him over?
Well, I don't know where he and Joanne are going.
Hey, it doesn't matter. You want me to send him over?
We don't want to interrupt his day.
I think they're going somewhere. We'll see where they're going.
A booth somewhere.
Oh, does she? No,
it's not in the vendor's building, huh?
No, I can't remember where I saw the name. I saw that Kenny Spafford was at the Republican headquarters, and I thought I saw Joanne's name on something.
We might save George for the fourth, because he's a veteran. And if we bring him on tomorrow, because if the guest situation is like this tomorrow, we might have to beef up on the fourth.
Just make sure whoever's going to be your scheduled guest, that they leave early.
You know, do you think it's going to be like this all week outside? I don't know. Horse racing compiled with the Senior Expo, I think, was bad.
But it doesn't appear as though there's enough parking either. The last time I was here a couple years ago, it seemed like there was more parking, and at least they had people directing. Well, it was the day of the fireworks, too. But they had people kind of steering you or pointing you in the direction of parking. You realize Mary Kay has left me.
Yeah, you've been left. Your grandson's over here. Now, he's doing okay. Now, what are the prices at his booth for people who want to know?
I don't know. You'd have to ask. Mary Kay's the one that can count, so she's the one that buys stuff. We have all kinds of colors.
Now, what is his stuff for people who don't know?
It's basically you would take, well, like when you were a kid and you'd put it on a spindle and spin a canvas, and it has paint on it. And it has in different colors, and depending on how he puts it and where he puts it on the canvas, determines how it's going to show up in the end. And he's amazing at how well he can figure it out ahead of time, just looking at the colors and the canvases and the logos and stuff that he sometimes puts on there.
Now, how old is he?
17. He's going to be a senior at River Valley.
That's very good. And it's all creativity. And, you know, I think food, I think artwork, I think acting, I think all that stuff is a creative thing, completely different from other things.
Yes. And he's, I don't know how he came up with the concept, but he's amazing with it. And he started into different shapes. He has small magnets that people like. And then I don't know if those are paw prints or exactly what they are on the floor that are kind of light. And then he has hearts, which are a big seller at Valentine's Day. And one of the newer things he started, which you can't see because he's standing in front of it, is like a sky background with that orange. Looks almost like the moon or the sun in the middle. Well, he's come up with some really neat ideas. and the different shapes of canvases. So he's been at it for a couple of years and sold to people in England and Australia and multiple states.
I'm looking now. I'm distracted by the gate here that's open, the garage door. It's sunny out there. Look at that.
Yeah, it's optical illusion.
They're not going to pull in here, are they?
Never know.
Because the senior breakfast looks like it's hit the wall. And the afternoon bingo game, which went on and on and on. You're right, they did have some hearing issues over there.
Well, that's why the band was so loud. And the car that's standing or sitting there has the wipers going, so I'm assuming it's wet out there.
I imagine it's wet. And that makes parking very difficult because they park a lot of people on the grass.
Yeah, there's not much paved parking here. So, all right, well, I guess I should find her. She's going to leave me. Oh, there she is. Oh, she's talking.
You found her.
Oh, she's talking to the kid. No, she's talking to me.
Hey, she's listening.
She's listening to the broadcast here, which sounds good from where I can hear it. So that's good. If we're sounding good, that's all.
And I have a fake radio.
Well, remote broadcasts are a big thing here.
Good to see you.
No, we're on right now. Yeah, here, there's a flyer for you. That's tight. Listen. Well, I appreciate that. Hopefully we're on every morning, just like we always were. Yeah. Hopefully you'll be able to tune us in. Oh, yeah, he was great. Good guy. He did. Were you out for the Senior Expo today?
Yeah.
Looks like they had quite a few people over there. Oh, $4 for a bratwurst. That's a little steep. Yeah. Everybody didn't get a prize. Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad you'll be able to listen again. Hey, thank you. Have a great day. Well, and that's why we're here at the fair. You know, we're letting people know that we're here. We're still on every morning. And I am tangled up in the mic cord somehow. How this has happened, I have no idea. I'm the only one here, and somehow I got tangled in the mic cord. But that's okay. Because we're broadcasting here live from the Marion County Fair. 36 minutes past the hour here. And we will be on today through 4 o'clock. We'll have a little break here at the during the 3 o'clock hour. I do want to remind everybody again that our broadcast from the Marion County Fair are sponsored by Study His Word with Pastor Craig. Study His Word Radio can be heard by going to WWGH1071.com and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhisword.org. That's studyhisword.org. All one word. Have fun at the fair. Boy, that's what we're doing here. Having fun at the fair today. The Senior Expo has just ended moments ago, but we have not ended. That is for certain. Now, I went to McDonald's today, and they're giving out the Grimace meal, which apparently, I don't know if this is what Grimace eats when he goes to McDonald's or what the whole deal is, but it's a Big Mac for a 10-piece chicken McNugget, medium fries, and a purple shake. Now, I have no idea what a purple shake would entail. Is that grape? We really don't know, but it's a purple shake. You know, I've ran into a lot of great people today here at the Marion County Fair. We've had a lot of great local people stop by and say hello. I got here a little after 11 o'clock this morning, and it has been fun to be able to visit and chat with people who come here to the Marion County Fair. It's a real diverse bunch. We've had comments on our Larry Barnett interview from last week. That really got a lot of traction. People who are just stopping by to say hello. I think I might have a speaking gig that was given to me this afternoon, which I certainly do appreciate. You heading out? No, you're listening in the car time. You got to pipe this in. You don't want to miss a minute of a scintillating broadcast that I'm doing right now. That's right. You got to listen. Hey, take care. Bye-bye. All right. That's right. Because we are here today and we are having a good time. That is for sure. On the air, live from the Marion County Fair. And it is 38 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. And I'm telling you. Oh, I see George Kasotis down there at the end of my aisle. He's got a USA t-shirt on. Doing something. I think he was over at the Senior Expo this morning. I think I see Joanne's booth, which I think is just right across the way here on the other aisle. Now, we're in the center aisle, right down the center here. I can see a juggler down here who's got red solo cups on the top of his head, right across from the almost amazing Rex and Dana. And some, I tell you, there's an interesting booth over here, right across the way, that has to do with, it's kind of, I see movie posters, I see wooden cutouts, like I see there's a wooden cutout over here of Woody Hayes that I really like, and there's also, staring me right in the face, there's a wooden cutout of the Cubs symbol. Now, I don't know how much this stuff costs, but I'll tell you, it is very interesting, to say the least. And I even see some Chief Wahoos over there. So apparently that has not gone by the wayside here at the Marion County Fair. Now, my favorite fair food, now we do ask a lot of this when we're at the fair. My favorite fair food is waffles, French waffles. Now, I do not like the doughy things here at the fair. I am not into the doughy things. I like the French waffles. Now, I have not been outside because of the rain and the mist and whatever, so I have not seen where the French waffle stand is. But I do hear, well, every year, they've been becoming somewhat more pricey as each year goes on and on and on and on. But before the fair is over, hopefully, I will come buy some French waffles because that's what you want. Well, it does look like it's sunny out there now. I can see the flag through the window here. And I do believe there were some kids around here earlier that were going to come on the show. I don't know what happened to the kids. They might have taken a powder. Who knows? Wherever you are, I hope you can hear me. I'm here in the Coliseum broadcasting live as live can get from the fair. And boy, we've got a list of guests this week that would just knock you right on your hindquarters. Now, hey, people still saying hello. Very nice of them. We appreciate that. Little warm in here today. Not too bad, though, honestly. Could be a lot warmer. Kids having a good time running around, enjoying themselves. The stands have people in them. I don't know what George is doing now. I see George and Joanne together now down there. Having a good time. That's what they're doing. Enjoying themselves here at the fair. 2,000. Here you go. You can have one. Take one. There you go. Thank you. Here we are at the fair, as I say. It is now 42 minutes past the hour. Now, we're going to do some prize giveaways later in the day today as we get approached by Pastor Craig and anybody else who shows up from the station. At this point, we have not been approached by those people, but we hope they do show up. As I've said before, you can be visited by anybody at the fair. Anybody can show up. And you can just have an amazing time. I really wonder how much this Cubs thing is over here. Right across from me. It's like 20, not even 20, maybe 10 foot across the aisle over here. And it looks like it would sit on your desk. And these are the unique things that you can find at the fair nowhere else. Nowhere else but the Marion County Fair. And that's why we're here today, bringing you unique things at the Marion County Fair. Hopefully, for another solid hour. And again, it is very important for us to mention that our broadcast from the Marion County Fair is brought to you by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. Study His Word can be heard. There you go. Nice little rhyme. Can be heard at WWGH1071.com and by selecting the archive page. Or you can hear Study His Word's radio weekly podcast at studyhiswordradio.org. Again, that's studyhiswordradio.org. Now, with the sun coming out, the Coliseum is emptying to some degree. Now, that's fine, because we're going to keep going along. Strong as could be. Do you hear the sights and sounds here from the Coliseum? Kind of a hum at this point, but we'll take a hum. Kind of a hush hum here in the building today. Everybody, I think, probably right now is running out to the rides, because I don't think the rides have been in operation this morning because of the weather. But with the weather finally clearing up, maybe the rides have opened. Now, I would also guess that some people are getting off work at this particular point as well. Now, that also helps along the whole situation. Now, you know, I have not heard from Buckeye Guy today, interestingly enough. Have not seen him, have not heard from him, did not see him out on the midway this morning. But like I said, it was very rainy this morning, very overcast, so that could be the reason for that. And outside of that, here we are. Now, I would guess a lot of people are right now out with their animals, getting them ready for everything that that will come in time. Now, again, we do have some prize giveaways here later on today. And we do have some trivia questions here at the Marion County Fair. Now, the trivia questions all have to do with 4th of July, 4th of July activity. Now, you know, the interesting thing here, now our first question might be a little difficult for people because we're not going to do multiple choice. You just got to know it. The United States of America declared independence in what year? That's what we're going to be looking at here. The United States of America declared independence in what year? Now, that will denote a prize later on today. Now, if you're driving around or you're close here to the fair, you could run right over right now and say, hey, let me claim that prize because I know what year the Declaration of Independence of America was signed. But it's not time for that yet. So we're going to hold off at this particular moment. Other than that, everything good here, 46 minutes past the hour. I see that Mary and Jeff's grandson seems to be getting some business over here across the way. That's very nice. Looks like people are passing through. Now, I have a little cup of popcorn here. Now, this was given to me. Here you go. Thank you. You're welcome. We have a little cup of popcorn here. Now, this was given to the gentleman who is one way over here, one aisle over, selling, I believe, pots and pans is what the gentleman is selling. And that's all interesting. Now, the popcorn is good. That lady had to pay $4 for a bratwurst. She was not happy with that. I can tell you there was some discontent in regard to the bratwurst. Now, 47 minutes past the hour, giving you the broadcast here from the fair, giving you the take on what I'm seeing I'm seeing people with a lot of red, white, and blue paraphernalia here close to the 4th of July. And, well, the sky turned a little overcast again. Now, as soon as somebody walks by with a crown, we're going to grab them. We might even ask him a trivia question. Now, right now, Sean Kraft is listening at home. He says we're sounding good. Sean, thanks for listening, and thanks for being out there today. We certainly do appreciate it. Sean will be joining us during our broadcast tomorrow. 4 until 8 p.m. will be on the air tomorrow here, Independence Day, at the Marion County Fair. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. Independence Day right here at the Marion County Fair. Sean Kraft, myself, Pastor Craig, and who knows who else will show up during that broadcast. Independence Day, 4th of July, birthday of our country, fireworks, explosions, all kinds of things. It's really an important day every year. Now, of course, Christmas and Thanksgiving get the real mentions when it comes to holidays, but 4th of July is a particularly important holiday for us here in the United States of America. And I hope everybody tomorrow realizes the importance of the 4th of July, what people did many, 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 many years ago, how they risked their life to do what needed to be done to make us a safe country. Wow. Now, what else do we got going on here? Well, I see George has taken a seat down there, wherever they're looking at, whatever they're looking at. Maybe they're buying something down there. I don't know. Looks like something's going in a bag. Holy mackerel. All right. Well, again, maybe next hour we will be joined by Pastor Craig or Glenn Cole. What are you doing over there? He looks dazed. He came in and he kind of jumbled around and now he looks confused. You know, he's the Democratic candidate for mayor of Marion. Where in the world did Glenn go? He came in, I think he was looking at the ceiling, and he just kind of jutted on past. Well, where he went, I can't, there's a board behind us, so I can't see anything going on right behind us. But he's moving somewhere over there. When he pops out on the other side, maybe I'll bring him over here for a spell. Have him sit a spell. Well, there he is, now he's at the end of the aisle. I don't know what's going on here. Coble could be joining us momentarily, so I'll tell you what. Pull your listening device. Shake hands with George. He's networking at this particular point, and looks like he's having a good time doing it. Now, George and Glenn waved. Well, that's nice, as we're broadcasting here live. But George and Glenn looking at me like I'm nuts. In some ways, I'm not. I am here at the Marion County Fair. Yet WDH Talk Radio's broadcast from the Marion County Fair, being heard by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. Study His Word Radio can be heard by WGH 107.1 and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast going to studyhisword.org. That's studyhisword.org, all one word. Have fun at the fair. So we got mayoral candidate Glenn Coble in a conversation with legendary 90-year-old restaurateur George Kasotis, probably 1 feet where I am right now. Gentleman is coming this way. Maybe we'll get him next hour. I don't know. Now, Glenn looks like he has a Coble. All I can see is Coble. Now, I can't see if it's Coble or mayor. I can't see what that shirt is he has on. But it could be political. Either. If it is, we'll have to ask him We'll have to ask him, where did you get those shirts? And Glenn looked like, well, he just slapped George on the arm. And now it looks like he's coming this way, maybe. I don't know. Come on, Glenn. Well, Glenn turned around and he's talking to George. He slapped him on the arm. 53 past the hour here. WDA Talk Radio time. And I'll tell you, it is, wow. We could just get into, we're running somewhere. We got another hour. So don't you dare say, Dan, because I don't have the key hearing out any bit. But George and Glenn both look to be headed this way. Well, now, see, now we're going to, as we get to the break, wouldn't you know it? And the guests show up. Well, they're both headed this way. See what happens here as we're broadcasting. Again, this particular broadcast, we should mention, we've got to pay homage to our sponsor here, WDH Talk Radio's broadcast from the Marion County Fair, are supported by Study Word Radio. Study Word Radio can be heard by going to WWGH1071.com and selecting the archive page. Also, Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhiswordradio.org. studyhiswordradio.org, all one word, and we will hear from Pastor Craig here while we're here at the fair. Now, remember, the fair, stay, Sean, myself, and I believe here from 4 until 8. 4 until 8, I believe, here at WGH. So we're having a good time, that's for sure. Hope you're having as good a time as we are. 55 minutes past the hour, almost to the top of the hour here at WGH. And it's good to be in here. Now, the Coliseum has cleared out since the Senior Expo let out and the weather got a little nicer here. Come on, Glenn. Now, I see you've got, we're going to have a guest now. Our first guest, and George Kasotis is here, too. George, how you doing? Oh, it's good to see you here at the fair.
Good to be here, Scott, at the Marion County Fair with Scott Spears and Glenn Coble.
Now, you were at the senior event this morning. How was that?
Oh, that was wonderful. I won a couple prizes already.
Another chair. Glenn, where's our other chair here? You got it here? We'll just take this off of it. You can have a seat, too. Matter of fact, we got another microphone. There we go. We'll get the other microphone in play. Yeah, Glenn, get this chair here. There you go. Now, that's right. Now we got a threesome. Now we got a show going with the possibly mayor. I don't know. Well, I don't know. You know, it's one of those things. Hey, Joanne, how are you? Good. Now, Glenn, you got a shirt on here. I've not seen these yet. Coble for mayor, Democrat. Where can people get these shirts?
I have to make them for them.
They're on a need-to-make basis, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I just made these up for the fair. And I've been kind of late in getting all my stuff together. I've had two problems. First of all, my fundraising site has not... I screwed up.
Do you have a site?
I will.
You will have a site.
Act Blue. And then I'll also have a website that should be up this week. And then my posters I sent in, and they messed them up. They put the wrong name on it. So,
what did they say?
Well, they spelled my name wrong. That's all they did. But I spelled it right when I gave it to them.
Name
with one N and Cobble with two B's. So I don't know.
You want to have name spelling right when you're on the ballot, Glenn. When you're running for mayor, you gotta have it. Now here we are in July. The election is what, 4 months out. What's the confidence level heading into the big election this fall, the mayoral? We're going to elect a new mayor here in Marion.
I'm not really even thinking about the confidence level. I'm just going to do what I want to do. I'm going to tell people where I stand, and my confidence will increase or decrease the day after the election.
Now, George, you know something certainly about politics. You ran for city council here. Your wife, of course, has been county auditor for many, many years. The fair time for politics, is it not?
It's really important. Fair, because You won't believe it. The senior citizens this morning over there, there's probably 500 people in there, packed to the gills. And the Kingston did one heck of a job for the breakfast. They put out a nice bratwurst. Well, it wasn't a breakfast, it was a lunch. It was a luncheon. And all the prizes they gave out today was crazy because of the bingo they had. And Kingston was the number one vendor for that.
And I hear the lunch was only $4.
Right, that's it, $4.
Glenn, where were you? $4 breakfast over here this morning. Lunch, I guess it would be.
I make breakfast for my wife, so I was making breakfast for my wife at the time. Yeah.
Now, if people want to see you here today, Glenn, we're on till 4 o'clock. How can they come see you?
I'm just going to wander around, and if you see a big guy with a Coble for a Mayor shirt on, I'm the only one, I'm sure, that will be wearing that. Come on up and say whatever you want to say.
Do the Democrats have a tent here? Do you know?
No, they do not. No. It was a little disappointing, but they do not. So that's why I'm wandering about. And then I'm going to come back one or two more times during the week and wander around. Just, I know I'll be here on Saturday, and I think I'm going to try and make one other day. And I'll be glad to talk to anybody about any question that they have. I'm going to try to make this as civil a contest as possible without being too hateful.
Well, we've got Glenn Coble here, Democratic candidate for mayor this year. George Kasotis, raconteur, restaurateur, turning 91 next month. Can you imagine that? We got to go to break, but we're coming back. Can you two stick around for a little bit?
Yeah,
stick around. Okay. Hang with us through the break here. We got a 15-minute break. News, weather, and what else we got? Obituaries coming up. Find out who's not going to be coming to the fair this year when you check out the obituaries. Well, George and Glenn are here. We'll be back in 15 minutes with George and Glenn.
This is WWGH 107.1 FM.
We're on team with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery.
Yay! Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
I'm going to do one of my poems here tonight.
I hope, really I hope so. And, the Tom Snyder Bob Hope story.
Oh, that's you want to hear it now?
No, we want to get the answer to the question.
Oh, okay. But your question is not, I disagree. Don't you disagree? Or don't you agree,
you disagree
that
with
gossip,
the question?
Because it contains three words, gossip and tabloid. And I think those are the same. Thou shalt not better ever never hurt. If you gave it a thought, you'd have never fought. It only made things worse.
That's pretty good. Very nice. You know what depresses me about that? That would have never made a Hope special.
It would have got bumped.
Too complicated. I got to tell you, Gallagher, that's too complicated.
Yeah, that's deep.
Back to the corn pop.
I'm cutting edge. I'm on the lip. Oh, welcome back.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the second hour of your Steve Boom Boom Cannon Afternoon Radio Rampage on WWGH 107.1. Have a great rest of the day, a good night tonight, and a better day tomorrow. Above all, have happy trails.
It's the place to be for your friends and your family. Our place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
One of our great people, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, so glad to see you.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Scott. I'm always amazed at all of these celebrities that you get. You're gone through quite a bunch there. And you're my favorite interviewer.
And that's all the time we have for today. We will be back tomorrow. Don't miss it, starting at 10:15 in the morning. This is Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. You can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot, every week at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays, and you can call in if you have any questions. Maybe you need something we need to pray about. But every week we have a great discussion, and we look at the world through a biblical perspective, and we look forward to you listening to the show.
The Mary